بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ایوری ون, ویلکم ٹو اندر انلائٹننگ ایپیسوڈ آف دی لاسٹ سیویئر. آئی ایم یور ہوسٹ زینب, اینڈ ٹوڈے وی آر ڈسکسنگ دا ڈیوٹیز آف دا ویٹرز آف امام زمانہ اجل اللہ تعالیٰ فرجہ, دا ویٹڈ سیویئر آف ہیومینٹی. Whether you are a long-time follower or new to this subject, we promise there is something enriching in store for you. So grab your tea, settle in, and let's explore together the responsibilities of those who wait patiently for Imam with our special guest, Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
Well, Brother Liaqat has a deep research on this topic, and today we are going to discuss about the responsibilities of the waiters of Imam. We discussed in the previous episode the kinds of waiters. We have different sorts of waiters. For example, some wait without any sort of eagerness. For example, some wait without any sort of eagerness. Some others wait with some eagerness. But the third group, which is the most important group of waiters, is those who wait with action. Well, Brother Liaqat, in the previous episode as well, you put a very huge emphasis on those who wait with action. And the conclusion we reached is the best form of waiting is with obedience, when you obey Imam. And you supported that with the ahadith. Today also we would want you to give us some more ahadith about the importance of waiting, and also if we could explore more about the waiting with action.
From an intellectual perspective, there are many narrations about the importance and the virtue of the waiting for the reappearance of the Hujjah,
ajallahu
ta'ala farajahu sharif. So there's a hadith which says, the one who waits for us is like the one who is being poured out with his blood in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So someone who is
fighting in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is being poured of blood, basically in the path of martyrdom.
Right.
Number two, there's a hadith which also says that the best of deeds of Shias are waiting for the Faraj.
Right.
Waiting for the reappearance. Again, when we say that we are the best of deeds is for the Shias,
right,
is waiting, it means waiting with action. Action means with obedience.
Right.
Not with disobedience,
right,
of course. So now if you consider the best of deeds, yeah, meaning it's a plural again, okay? The amal, the word used is amal.
Right.
So meaning whatever you do, whatever deed you do in this time period.
Right.
And it is with obedience to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasallam.
Right.
Of course, when you talk about the Ahlul Bayt, you're talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because if the moment you're obeying Ahlul Bayt means you're obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Why?
Right.
Because the Ahlul Bayt will never tell you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So coming to this point once again, the best of deeds is waiting with obedience, meaning, yeah, for the reappearance. So example, if you're praying, yeah, and it is in the time period and
right,
that you're waiting plus you're obeying,
right,
then praying will be one of the best of deeds for you.
Right.
You are helping your spouse, example.
Yeah.
You are being kind to your children.
Right.
Yeah. You are doing tarbiyah, you're nurturing them.
Right.
You're taking them out, example. That even that is one of the deeds. Even that will be considered the best of the deeds.
All right.
You see, everything in this time period, the best of deeds will be written for you. Why? Because you are on the path of obedience.
Right.
You are waiting with obedience.
Right, yeah, right. So it got a little deeper, and it's a very meaningful form of waiting. And it's something that gives us also hope that you don't have to skip your daily task for waiting.
Definitely.
And that's very important. Well, let's take a short break here and we'll be back in a while.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. Oh Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Last Savior, and we are discussing about the responsibilities of the waiters. Well, for now, we were discussing what is waiting. We discussed the most important form of waiting is waiting with action. And Brother Liaquat, you were exploring about, you were saying that if we wait and we are doing all our actions, even the actions of our daily lives, if they are aligned with the obedience of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, these daily tasks are considered as the best of the deeds. So it clarifies one thing, that if you're waiting for Imam, it's not contradicting with your daily progress in life, right?
Definitely. So, example, there's a conflict between you and your spouse or your parents or your children, whatever. So now the responsibility lies on you, how you have to act, how you have to respond to them. Example, if you are responding to them, you're responding back to them in the way the Ahlul Bayt have taught you, then you are counted amongst the true awaiters of the Imam in that particular context.
Right.
You are waiting the Imam with obedience. You are still waiting, yeah? And you are obeying at the same time.
Yeah.
This is the meaning of the best form of deeds. Example.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you an example.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So there's another hadith which is from Imam Jafar as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, if any of you Shias, example, dies while awaiting the advent of Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, again over here, while waiting the reappearance,
right,
is again waiting with obedience.
Yep. Right.
So a person is waiting and he's on the path of obedience and he dies, okay, for the before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. It is like someone who was with the Qa'im, alayhi salam, in his tent. Then the Imam hesitated for a moment and said, no, it is like someone who fought alongside him. Then he said, no, by Allah, it is like someone who was martyred alongside the Messenger of God.
All right.
Someone who waits on the path of obedience.
All right.
So this is very important. We all are waiting him.
Yeah.
We all have this eagerness as well. Okay. To be frank, everyone who is a Shia, example, would definitely say, oh, we definitely want the Imam to reappear. Allahumma kulli wadiyaka al-hujjat ibn al-Hassan and ilahi azum al-bala. And they recite all the duas, example. Why? Because they have this eagerness which is pulling them towards making duas. Example, they see war happening. They see children being killed brutally. Example, the massacres, everything, genocide, whatever, they do this
the
dua.
The dua that comes from our mouths is Allahumma ajjal li waliyyaka
al-fajr. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyaka al-fajr.
May Allah hasten the reappearance.
Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance. Really,
yes,
we do wait for his advent to happen, his reappearance to happen. But what are we doing? Is it, okay, now again, obedience is a very vast topic. When we speak about obedience, what is our duty in obeying? Is it obeying just namaz? Like, okay, it's namaz time, so I'm just going to recite my namaz.
Right.
Obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
On the path of namaz. Example, fasting, hajj, zakat, khums, that's it. Or no, obedience, like standing up for the oppressed,
right,
is also obedience.
مهديون في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ما ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ما ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
Welcome back. This is the last part of our today's episode. You're listening to The Last Savior from the Enlightening Waves of IRIB English Radio. Well, Brother Liaquat is with us and we are discussing about the duties of the waiters. So far, we have discussed who are waiters. Now you said obedience in itself is a very vast topic.
My concluding note for today's topic is about the hadith which I've said, where the Imam says if someone dies awaiting the advent of Imam al-Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, it's as if like he was in his tent. No, it's as if like he was alongside him.
All right.
No, but it's as if like he was with the Prophet and he was martyred when he was with the Prophet, alongside the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This shows the importance of the Imam pointing towards a muntazir,
right,
someone who is awaiting the reappearance,
right,
of Imam al-Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala fajr sharif, and with the note that someone who is waiting on the path of obedience, if that person were to wait in the same way until his death, example, he would be granted the reward of someone who was martyred with alongside the Prophet, or who was with the Imam himself. Now people say, oh, you know what, oh Allah, give us the grant us the glance of the 12th Imam,
right,
grant please just once we want to see the Imam of our time before we die, example. But you know what, if we see it really, it would be shown to him that my dear brother or my dear sister, you know what, you were with the Imam for your whole life.
Wow.
For your whole life, you were with the Imam.
Wow.
In his tent, with him, you were with the Prophet for your whole life. It was written for you that you were getting the reward of martyrs.
Right.
Who were martyred alongside the Holy Prophet.
So the main important thing that we are concluding in these episodes is we have to be analyzing all our tasks, all our actions, and we have to see if they are in line with obedience of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam or not.
Exactly.
If
so
they are, then we have been among the waiters.
We have to see what our responsibilities are during the ghaiba, during the occultation period, how we have to fulfill those responsibilities in line with the obedience of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. If this is done, and we are waiting for the Imam to reappear, then it will be written for you that you were with the Imam.
Right.
You were with the Prophet and you were martyred alongside the Prophet.
Right.
Right now, the Imam is not beside you.
Okay.
Right now, you cannot see the Imam.
So kind of, it's like, can I be a soldier of Imam before he reappears?
Yeah, exactly. This is the big question now.
Yeah.
That if you say that, okay, if the Imam is saying, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam, is saying that, oh, you know what? It's as if like the person was with the Imam in his tent.
Right.
Yep. But right now, I cannot see the Imam. I cannot see the tent, of course. And I can't see the Imam as well. So how is it possible that I am with the Imam?
Right.
Okay, the answer to this is, if the person were to see the reappearance right now,
right,
he would be with the Imam. Because of the hikmah, because of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reappearance didn't happen now. Allah with his mighty mercy, Allah with his mighty favors, will write for you the reward of waiting with the Imam.
Right.
Right? The minor day of judgment,
right,
which is also called the minor day of judgment.
Right.
The person will be raised with the Imam. When the Imam reappears, he would be raised and would be granted the opportunity to be with the Imam, inshallah.
Yes, inshallah. Thank you, brother, for being with us. And that brings us to the end of today's episode here on IRIB English Radio. We hope you have found the discussion on the duties of the waiters of Imam Zaman alayhi salam both inspiring and also helpful. We mostly discussed the importance of waiting and the concept of waiting itself. So as you go about your day, think about how you can contribute to this cause by obedience, by analyzing if you're actions are in line with the obedience of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, whether through acts of kindness, community service, or simply by spreading awareness. Remember, every little effort counts in paving the way for a brighter future. Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time as we explore more about our beloved Imam. Until then, keep your hearts open and your spirits high. This is Zainab signing off. Stay blessed and be a light for others. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.